done by the one and only Lindsay Jones, who is working on a beautiful piece of art for this fundraiser. Lindsay, what can you tell us about your participation in this event?
Well, I've been doing things in and out of the ranch for a couple years now, and they asked me to be a part of this, and I've been a recipient of a scholarship, so I was like, you know what, this is a great way for me to help support them as well. So I was happy to sit here for half an hour and do a drawing for them, and hopefully it will sell.
This is called the Ranch Art Jam?
Yeah, it's the Anderson Ranch Arts Jam. It's the first time they've ever done it. And we each sit down for half an hour and draw. And then once we're finished, our drawing gets put up on the table over there. And every drawing is for sale for $40. And all the money goes towards the ranch. So, essentially it goes back to supporting other artists who might need a scholarship or, you know, other things like that around the valley.
And what is the piece that you're working on?
Well, I don't normally draw live in front of people, so I totally went with my formulaic, like, the way I know how to draw. It's the same type of drawing you would see on my website or my Instagram, and I'm just putting all the pieces together. It's a little bit of collage, a little bit of the cliffs that you see on the White Rim in Utah. I put little pieces of tissue paper that look kind of like a piñata, and then I have these straight lines and little floral, organic elements that I throw in there here and there.
For a little bit of context, you were the artist who designed the Mountain Fair stage last summer.
And that was a bit different than my regular, aesthetic, you would say, but that has definitely influenced, you know, those large flowers, the way I kind of, that infiltrates some of my drawing since then. So that was a good experience.
Anything else that you'd like to add about the Anderson Ranch Art Jam?
This is pretty awesome. I hope we can do more stuff like this up and down the valley, not just in Snowmass. Maybe bring it down to Glenwood or Carbondale.
It's a very creative fundraiser. And also the first time I've been to the Collective, this new art space in Snowmass. Were you already familiar with this space?
I knew it was here, and I had seen it as I've been snowboarding, just walking by, seeing the construction, but I had not been in. This place is really cool. There's an exhibit from the Aspen Historical Society downstairs about the Ute Indians, but there's a different name they use, and I apologize, I can't remember.
Nuche.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so there's a little exhibit, so I think this space has a ton of potential.
This is also, well, I heard about this event via the Roaring Fork Drawing Club Instagram. So what can you say about the Roaring Fork Drawing Club while I've got you on the mic? You helped start that with Brian Colley?
Yes, Brian and I started it one day. We went out to Sustainable Steadings, but we were just like, you know what, let's go out there and draw. I don't want to go alone. Will you go with me? And so we both went out. And we were like, this is pretty fun. We should get more people to do this. And it's just an excuse to socialize. We meet once a week. We draw. Everybody has a totally different style. And to be quite honest, it's been an awesome way to make friends. I think some of my best friends are in that group. And it's just a super fun thing where everybody is welcome. You could bring a coloring book.
So it doesn't matter if you are an accomplished artist in the Roaring Fork Valley, everybody is welcome.
Right, yep. And we have kids come every now and then. Everybody can come. Don't be insecure.
How do people hear about where the group is meeting each week?
The best place is to follow us on Instagram, and we are RF Drawing Club. You could also do a search for Roaring Fork Drawing Club, and then we also have a Facebook page where we just announce every week where we're going to be that week.
Excellent. Lindsay Jones, local artist, thank you so much for sharing about the Anderson Ranch Art Jam here at the Collective.
And I just want to add that I heard that it's your pledge drive, and I love you guys. I think our local radio stations are so important, especially with all the crazy stuff that goes on out there. So make your pledge.